Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, with all of this wonderful summer weather we've been having, it's high time to get out and enjoy Massachusetts' wild and natural spaces, if you haven't already. But a new report out today from the Massachusetts Audubon Society finds that within the past 8 years, 13 acres of forest per day have been converted into residential or commercial development, leading to the thought that there may be less and less of that natural space to enjoy. Well, joining us now is Henry Tepper. He's president of Mass Audubon, and the new report is entitled Losing Ground, Planning for Resilience. Henry Tepper, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So first of all, as we mentioned, the report from Mass Audubon says that in the past 8 years, or roughly the past 8 years, 13 acres of forested land per day in the state have been converted into some form of development. Is that a higher rate than usual? Is that a lot? I mean, it seems like a lot at first blush.
Well, it is a great deal of land to lose. That's the bad news. The good news is that we've been able to protect an average of about 41 acres of land a day over that same five-year period. So we technically have been able to protect more land than we've lost to development, but we're certainly playing catch-up.
We're playing catch-up because development had been at a much higher pace in the past?
Development had been at a higher pace than it had in the past for a long time. The Losing Ground series is an interesting one. This is a publication that we have done every 5 years since 1987, and it provides a kind of a very accurate snapshot, a picture of land use and land use practices in Massachusetts, both the rate of development, kind of development, location of development, and similarly, where we have protected land and how we've protected land.
Right. I see in previous reports it found that, in the past decade or a decade ago, Massachusetts was losing 40 acres of open space a day for development. So a reduction there in terms of the forested area lost per day. But I also see there's so many different ways to read this data, and it's interesting because it has an impact on how we all live in the state. You found that 22% of the Commonwealth's land is covered by asphalt, concrete, other impermeable materials, pretty much the opposite of a absorbent watershed, and that's up from 14% in 1981. So overall, when you look across the state, forested cover or land that is covered by forests or wetlands or whatever has been shrinking.
Oh, it absolutely has been shrinking. What you really have, I think, was a situation where for a very long time we were developing land more rapidly than we were protecting it. In the last Losing Ground, which was published in 2005, we finally were beginning to protect more land than we were developing, and we are during the past 5 years, protecting more land than we were developing. But of course, the hard reality, the thing that you really have to look at here, is that all of the success that we've had in the past 5 years happened during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression.
Right.
And so economic development and real estate development slowed way down and enabled us to kind of catch our breath and attack the problem and protect significantly more land.
So are you concerned with the continuing cheap money, essentially, those low interest rates on mortgages and development and the recovery of the economy, that this balance that seems to have been struck between conserved and developed land might be at risk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question that as the economy recovers, and we all want the economy to recover, the downside to that, or the sobering part of that, is that development, the pace of development is picking up. And so we cannot be complacent, and we have to work doubly hard to make really strong choices about directing and channeling where development should go. This is not about being opposed to development. It's very important, obviously, to all of our lives, but also channeling and directing and being smart about where land protection occurs.
Right. So let me ask you about that, because I see that the report also says that New England remains one of the most heavily forested regions in the country, that 60% of Massachusetts is still covered covered by forests, more than 3 million acres. So when it comes to the kinds of lands that have been protected and where they are in the state, have conservationists been doing a good job? Is it the right kind of land, the right locations, or are we just seeing sort of a patchwork of protection?
It's a really good question. I think that conservationists, and by conservationists we really mean in Massachusetts a collaboration between the state government, which during the past 5 years has really been outstanding, municipal governments, and private nonprofit conservation organizations, have learned a lot more about how to protect land. And one of the major messages of this edition of Losing Ground is that we've got to be even smarter, because now the stakes are really high, even higher than they've ever been, because we're dealing with the impacts of climate change. So there are different kinds of choices that we need to make in terms of larger landscapes, areas that are connected and adjacent to one another to allow wildlife to move and habitat to evolve in response to climate change.
Right. So a lot of positive reasons to think carefully about how we protect wild and open spaces in the state. But what about those people who are listening who might think, you know, the report also highlights that that most of the development has been going on in certain parts of the state, and that that development comes in response to genuine demand. I mean, we want the Massachusetts economy to grow. We want people to move here. We want people to have a place to live. And that that too must be taken into account when we talk about the overall health of what is the landscape and economy of the state of Massachusetts.
I think that's absolutely correct. I think the document is a pretty rich document in terms of the way it presents these issues. And so, again, when we're talking about development, we're not talking about banning development. We're talking about making very informed choices about directing development and balancing development with conservation and land protection.
Well, Henry Tepper is president of the Massachusetts Audubon Society, that today put out a new report titled Losing Ground, Planning for Resilience. Henry Tepper, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.